Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I love to greet one another in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, in this day and age, it's often a sad thing to see in many cases those in the church today that can't laugh, they can't sing, they can't smile. Amen. But I'll tell you, when we got the joy of the Lord in us, then how can you not? Amen? Because he puts such joy in our lives that we have to sing, we have to shout. And this morning, I want you, if you're going to take notes this morning, I'm going to open just in a short prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' precious name, Father, I pray that every ear is open to hear what the Spirit has to say. I ask that you open our hearts and our minds today, Lord God, that we would receive all that the Spirit has to tell us. Father, we are young before you, Lord God, for you are the Almighty God. And for thousands and thousands of years, you go on and on forever and ever. There is no end because you are the Alpha and the Omega. Father, we just ask you bless each and every one here and bless your word. Anoint it, Lord God. Anoint my lips and my tongue in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I'm going to talk about blessing this morning. The Lord had that on my heart actually all this week and even a little bit before there and stuff as to what to be able to. Oh, yeah. I don't want to blow you out of the house. Yeah, that's right. Well, praise God. In terms of that, this morning I'll be reading from the King James version of the Bible this morning. There, for those of you, I would like you to earmark chapter 1 of Revelation this morning, and I'd also like you to earmark chapter 5 of Matthew this morning, okay? And as we begin this morning, I want to explain a few things there this morning that I hope you'll take deep into your heart this morning there, and that we have yet so much more to know of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? You think that there's many that say, well, I've heard it all, I know it all. Amen? Well, that's usually a good indication they got a long way to go. Because it seems like as you get initiated into the Lord's presence, you learn after time goes on how little you actually know. Amen? But he has so much more to teach us, amen? He has so much more to teach us. And I want to indicate to you this morning as believers in Jesus Christ that in Revelation is a prophetic book, amen? But also there is practical, good instruction and teaching in Revelation besides just prophetic prophecy, amen? It is so important to us to understand and to receive from Jesus what he has available. And for those of you that know this, I praise God that you do. For those of you who've never heard this, we're going to talk about 7 Beatitudes that are in Revelation. Now, that is kind of unusual according to the Matthew Beatitudes that we know of as Jesus did the Sermon on the Mount. Amen? So we're going to discuss that this morning, and we're going to touch base just at the very beginning in chapter 1 of Revelation. But before we go there, I just want to start in just the first 3 verses of Revelation there, if you will, of chapter 1, to indicate this morning the source for which it comes. Amen? So if you come with me right in chapter 1, verse 1. It said, honey, can I ask you for those other reading glasses there? These ones here, I got to stand back. But it's the revelations of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent, thank you, honey, and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So here we have John, who had followed Jesus there and now is on a little tiny island called Patmos, amen? And John had been in prison there for a period of time. And it says, who bear record, as it were, amen? There, I can see with the other ones here. Of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Today, I want you to understand the time is at hand. Amen. That means we need to be prepared as now for what Jesus has in store for us. We have the understanding and the given gift of God of the Holy Spirit, who ministers and is a gift from Jesus Christ to us to understand the scriptures and the meaning thereof. Amen. And I want you to understand this morning the importance of who we serve, amen? And his name is Jesus Christ, who loves us with an everlasting love, which is so great and so wonderful that he paid the ultimate price for it. The price that Jesus paid to buy us back for him was the ultimate price that I dare say not one of us could have achieved, because not one of us has the holy blood that Jesus had. Our brother mentioned this morning the holiness of Jesus. Amen. There is no other. Amen. It's in his holiness that we stand. It's in his holiness and righteousness that in Christ we are. Amen. So this morning, I want you to understand that Jesus loves to bless his church. Jesus loved to bless his children, which you are. Those that love Jesus and follow him, both disciple and other, who choose to follow him in every way, are his children. Let me explain to you one clear thing here. There are children that are not of Jesus. Amen? There are children of the enemy. Those that have not chosen Jesus Christ, and I make it very clear to understand, they are not the children of God because they have not given their hearts and their lives to him, which is required as an element of loving Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You have to say yes to Jesus Christ. Now, this is the evangelistic part, amen? Because there's so many lost souls out there, it's important for us as Christians in Jesus Christ to love the Word of God, to take in the Word of God, and to understand the Word of God as the Holy Ghost reveals it to us. Amen? Seven Beatitudes in Revelation. And I'm going to start with the one that starts right in the beginning here this morning in chapters 1, verses 1 through 3. This is the source of the revelation. I want to read the source, and right in Revelation verse 3 is the first of seven Beatitudes in this book. This book is of Revelation is of Jesus Christ himself, for which he sent his angel to his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Not only did John on that little island of Patmos hear the word of the Lord, but John saw. Because the Holy Ghost came and took a hold of him and brought him up into heavenly places. Amen? Do you think in your hearts today that it is possible for you as a believer in Jesus Christ to have the availability of such things? I'm here to tell you, yes, you do. You have the Holy Ghost, the same Spirit of God that God sent from the Father to be with us, to live within us, that will give us the same things of revelation to hear with these ears and to see with these eyes. Amen? He wasn't seeing with earthly eyes at this point. John was seeing with heavenly eyes. Amen? Through the Spirit, deep within your heart where the Holy Ghost lives, he was looking into the heavenly places as Jesus Christ instructed, and there was an angel standing with him to bear witness thereof, amen, to bear record of his word, amen. Jesus, the source, amen. Now, I want to turn back, if we will, let's go back to Matthew. This is where we'll take a short prelude backwards, and And I want to start in actually where Jesus is standing on the hill there, and he's actually giving the Beatitudes, amen? The ones that we're very accustomed to there in understanding, because for those of us that have really taken in the Gospels, Matthew 5 indicates that very same thing. And I just want to read these and get these into our spirit this morning. And he opened his mouth, this being Jesus, and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." That's how he starts. The poor in spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they shall be filled." Amen. "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Hallelujah. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Amen. Do you want to see the Lord Jesus Christ? I do. I want to see him. Amen. I see him now because the Holy Spirit reveals him to me. And we're going to take a look at that in just a moment there. But I want to behold him. Amen. I want to see him face to face. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." If you're in this room and you're a child of God, I want to tell you, you're a peacemaker. Amen. We have an adversary that comes against us. His name is Satan and his horde, and he's out to kill, steal, and destroy you, not to bless you. Not to bless you in any way, shape, or form. "Blessed are ye when men and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." I like 12 here. It says, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Those that came before us and believed on the word of God were persecuted in such a way that we as a church today have not experienced what they went through. Amen? When's the last time you heard your neighbor got fed to a lion? Or lions, plural. When's the last time that you were hung upside down for Jesus? When is the last time that Roman soldiers came to take you away? When is the last time that we, as believers, have someone knock on our door and have us taken away for the witness of the gospel? We have to stand strong for Jesus Christ today and the blessings thereof because of Jesus and what he has said to us. In Revelation 3 is the first of the 7 Beatitudes in this book, or blessings, and for which he sent that angel to be with John to record and take message of. Amen? We have so much to be thankful for to God. There, because blessed is he that readeth. Now, I know it's been said not just over this past couple weeks, as Brian has spoken to us, but on a regular basis, it has been instilled in us and encouraged to read and understand the Gospels. Amen? Not just the Gospels, but the entire Word of God from the very beginning in the Old Testament to the very end in Revelation. Amen? And Brian, you've encouraged those that they, how the importance thereof is us as the children of God to read, and not only read, but to understand and see. Amen? I want to be able to see. The very first blessing in chapter 3, "He readeth, and they that heareth the words of the prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for this is the time that is at hand." That is today, people. The time is now. It's not tomorrow or the next day. It's the time for which you are in the hearing voice of me at this very moment as Jesus is speaking through me, there through the Holy Spirit, of the importance of now. The apostles years ago very much understood, and still to this day as believers in Christ, we must understand as believers that Jesus could come now. That he could come at any moment. And at any moment, are we ready to say, "Jesus, I'm ready. I can't wait to see you, Lord God. I've been asked by many, how do you want to prepare for the thing? I said, I want to be found doing what the Father has instructed me to do. That is preaching and teaching and speaking his word and calling upon each and every one that don't know him. He goes for that 1 in 99, amen? We find a greeting, and I want to read this salutation, as it were, in Scripture, and take us to another wonderful section of Revelation, John, to the seven churches. Amen? I want you to understand these are the seven churches in Asia, but they also pertain to us as a church today as to the different revelations that God gave as to their rightness before God. Amen. We find churches not only in Revelation today, but all across the world. Amen. And the same application applies as it applied to those seven churches. And how do I know that? It's because the number seven in the Word of God is the completeness. Amen. And the number seven means complete in God. That's why he mentions seven churches. He also mentions the seven spirits, amen, for which Jesus stands in the middle of the candlestick, amen. We as a church do not want the candlestick to go out, amen. We as the church in Jesus Christ that are lit on fire through the Holy Spirit need to burn hot for Jesus Christ. So John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you. I love that. Grace be unto you. Amen. And peace from him which is and was and which is to come. He's coming again, folks. Just like he went and left before, he's returning. And he's a coming. And we as a church need to be asking every day, even so, Lord, come. It tells us in Revelation that we need to say those very same things. And which is to come. And from the seven spirits, which is before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of this earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins with his own blood. Hallelujah. Precious is the blood of Jesus Christ, and had made us kings and priests unto God his Father. You are kings and priests. Oftentimes, we need to understand who we are as believers in Christ Jesus, because the authority in Jesus has given us the authority in us, in him, to become kings and priests. How many of us this morning, when they got up out of bed this morning, said, oh, man, I feel like a king. And then we got down on our knees as I got down, and, oh, God, it hurts. But thank God I'm a priest of yours. Amen. Thank God I can even drop to my knees. Remember, James had knees that were pretty buckled of all the prayers that he got down on his knees for. There, and hath made us kings and priests unto God his Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And behold, I love behold. You know why? Because behold brings us to attention. Whenever you hear the words behold in the Word of God, it means stand up. Hear what I have to say. Amen. So are you listening this morning? Are you hearing what the Spirit has to say? He cometh with the clouds. I want you to remember how he went up. He went up in the clouds. Amen. In the very reverse way, Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back in the clouds. And every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. Remember, the Roman soldier took that spear and he ran it up into Jesus' side, and blood and water came out, amen, out of his riverine side. The precious blood and water coming right out of his son and pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Remember, going back to the Old Testament, remember Moses. Who should I say sends me? I am that I am. I love that part in Moses. I could watch that a million times, amen? Seeing that burning bush just talking to Moses, I am that I am. That's all you need to say. That's all you need to tell them. It's because I am. That's all it is. And because I am lives in us, amen, we can say the same thing. But we say it with the address of Jesus, who has been given all authority, both heaven and earth, that we as proclaimers of Jesus. Do you know why John received the revelation on the island of Patmos? Because John was a faithful proclaimer of the gospel. He was a proclaimer of a gospel of Jesus Christ, and he was trustworthy. He was faithful. He was faithful to give and continue ministering the word of Jesus Christ. And because of his faithfulness, hallelujah, he got to see the heavenly things. I think that every believer should have seated and embedded in their hearts and mind the desire that God gives us to see him. Amen? To see what he has in store for us as believers. The joy that comes and the strength that is given in him is our joy and strength. It doesn't come from that world out there. We are in this world, but we are not of the world. We need to be separated from the world. Though we need to minister, though we need to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of all, to all those that'll hear what the Spirit has to say, you can actually see in the Spirit God, amen, when he allows us to. When he allows us to. What a wonderful blessing, amen, to see Jesus in our lives. To see someone that if you look into their eyes, you see deadness there because there's a death that occurs, amen? There's an emptiness. There's an emptiness without the Holy Ghost. There's an emptiness without Jesus' love pouring in and out of us, amen? And I say pouring in and out because we as believers leak. We are leaky vessels. Praise God for it. Amen. But remember, you want to keep the infilling coming in so that we can leak out even greater. Amen. Hallelujah. Just as from the river and throne of Jesus Christ flows that mighty pure river of crystal from his throne, he wants to flow through you. Amen. He wants the river of God alive, bringing life through his Spirit. The river of God that it speaks of there is a river that is flowing in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Hallelujah. Luke, in chapter 11, 28, Jesus speaks, but he said, ye rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Then keep it. He talks about a great, wonderful, precious pearl, amen, of great price. He talks about treasure. What do you treasure? Do you treasure things of this earth, or do you treasure things that cannot be stolen or broken into? Because the things of heaven are secure, amen. But our hearts are free to roam, as it were, to be willing to make a choice. Do we choose to choose the things that cannot be stolen, that are in heavenly places, that are secure? Remember, when Jesus puts us in the palm of his hand, who can take us out? Amen? Are we that secure in our lives that we understand, I don't care what happens to my life because I will live? Amen? That is a decision in our life that is secure, amen? When we're not afraid of death anymore. I know so many people that are literally afraid to die. You know why? They don't know where they're going. They have no clue where they're going. But Jesus has given his testimony to us, and we as believers know exactly where we're going. If we are truly those that love his commands and follow them, and I mean follow them, and not just talk about doing it, but literally follow them, love one another as I have loved you, to do the things that I have told you to do, and you do them, and you keep them deep within your heart, amen, and you ask God to move on those things. Remember when God came in the very beginning and the Spirit came and moved over the waters. Amen. On this earth, life began to spring out. Amen. You know that the Holy Ghost moves over the waters in you. Amen. The living Word of God and the Holy Ghost ministering over you as He moves over you brings forth life. Hallelujah. So the church becomes alive. The church becomes refreshed. Amen. You know, it's funny how springs have a tendency to have all this flourishing right around it. Amen. When the spring on the old farm that we had was pouring out, all around it had a green, lush flourishing about it. I used to put my head right down, and I'd be haying in the haylot as a young boy, and I'd run and I'd put my head down. I was so hot and I was so tired, I'd dip my head right into the spring. Amen. Ice cold, but so delicious. And I'd lay right in there, right on the fresh grass and the plants that were all around it, because I love springs. Amen. And to this day, you know, I don't drink enough water that I should. I should drink much more water. I like water with a flavor, but I need to drink more water, period. And my wife is good about telling me, honey, you need to drink more water. Well, you know, the same thing goes true about His Word. We need to drink more of Him. Amen. We need to have a hunger and a thirsting for His Word. Yeah, there you go. He's going for it right now. Hallelujah. We need to drink more water. Absolutely. We need to drink Jesus in like we've never drank Him before. I want to give you, I already mentioned the very first blessing in verse 3. I want to give you, for anybody who wants to write them down, we're not going to go there this morning because of time and so on, but I want to give you the other six that exist in terms of blessing and revelation. And it is to your advantage as a believer in Jesus Christ to know them. Amen. Because what happens to the reader of Revelation? He's blessed. He's blessed. You're blessed. Amen. And God wants to bless you today. Jesus loves to bless His children, whereas the enemy loves to destroy them. Hallelujah. If you got your pens handy and your paper and chapters, in chapter 14, verse 13 is another, it would be number 2. And chapter 16, verse 15 would be number 3. And number 19, verse 9 would be number 4. Number 5 would be 20, in chapter 20, verse 6. And then in the last two, in the last chapter of 22, you'll find 2 there. In verse chapter 22, verse 7 and 22, verse 14. Now, I'm not going to take you there this morning, but I want you to go there. Amen. I'm not asking you to change anything about the readings that Brian and Will have asked the body to for which to choose, but add as an addition, if you can, add a blessing as you go forth, so that not only you're reading all that was instructed there for you, add a blessing to it. Amen. And you will be blessed. Amen. And that's my prayer for you this morning there in my heart as God was leading me in this direction there, because I had several things. Should I pick up and talk about the healing that I was beginning to talk about when Joseph was here? Should I could continue? But God said, I have a different idea for you. I love God's ideas because they're the ones that count. Amen. It's not the ones, like my wife said, don't let the flesh come out. Amen. And praise God, I don't believe it did. Amen. Because the Spirit is what brings forth life. So I'm going to pray a blessing on you this morning as we depart from here this morning in terms of growth, understanding, and encouragement. Amen. God gives us these wonderful blessings as a encouragement to us as believers in Him as to what we look forward to. Amen. What do you look forward to this morning? Do you look forward to going to heaven? Do you look forward to being in Jesus' presence? I mean, it all depends on what He has put upon our hearts, because like Paul said, I'd love to be there, but it's to my God's advantage that I stay longer. And I understand what Will said. But well, the point is, every day we should be absolutely ready, because you never know. That's right. It is. And he is coming. And what we find in the prophecy of Revelation constitutes his kingdom. Amen. So we're not going to talk on that this morning either. I wanted to just concentrate this morning on the blessing. Because when you begin to receive the blessing, you begin to understand more deeply the understanding of what he wants us to know in terms that we know the book from beginning to end. Amen. Because when we're giving witness and testimonies to someone who has never known Jesus, it's good that we know. Amen. Because what he wants us, he doesn't want his children walking around untaught or unlearned or not understanding the reasons for what Jesus does. Amen. And he wants to love on you. He just wants to bless you. And that's how we're going to end this morning. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' precious and glorious name, Father, we bless you. We bless you in your holy name, Father. We bless the very life that you have given us. We thank you for the blood that you've washed us, blood washed clean, that we're white as snow. And as the snow is pouring outside, Father, I think of the indication that what you have washed in us is now clean because of you. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. And Father, I ask on each and every one this morning that they have heard what the Spirit has to say through you, Lord God. And Father, I pray that you would increase in them, Father, the very growth as believers in Jesus Christ going forward, Father, to give our testimony of who you are, to give a testimony to someone who's dying, to someone that has not a good place for which to go, because hell is no place that anyone should have to go. But Lord Jesus, that you would give us the love, the joy, the encouragement to tell them, I know someone who will give you life, and his name is Jesus. Father, bless this church and bless all that you have in it, Father, in Jesus' precious name. And everyone said, amen. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen. Amen. You know, I sometimes comment when Jeff shares, I often feel like a steel ball in a pinball machine. <It's> like,
yeah, here we go. Mom said, but why? Yeah.
But I want to read something, because when Jeff was sharing, and I really think go home with this. It's not just the hearers of the word that are blessed. It's the doers of the word. You hear it, but you hear it with the intent that you're going to obey it. Listen, there's any number of people who believe in God. Everyone in hell believes in God. There's a difference between believing God, not just believing in him, but I believe him. And if you believe him, then you will hear his word and you'll do it. And Jeff, I had my head down while you were speaking, because the Lord had brought me back to Deuteronomy 28 when he spoke to his ancient people. And I just want to read this briefly and we'll go. And it shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, if you'll listen to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou wilt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, and the increase of thine kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall you be when you go in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee and be smitten before your face. They will come against you one way, but they will flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses, and in all that you have set thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God shall give thee. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep his commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. The Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of the body, in the fruit of the cattle, in the fruit of the ground, in the land which the Lord thy God swore unto thy fathers to give unto you. And the Lord will open unto you the good treasure, the heaven, to give you rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hands, that you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. The Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only and not beneath, if you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. The fact is they couldn't do it. But we're under a new covenant. And the new covenant law is, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is the fulfillment of all. And we do it in the strength of the Spirit. Amen? Amen. Amen. This pie over there, if you want it. Did you want anything more?